Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Kyle Connell. I serve as the Missions and College Young Adult Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. And once again, I had the opportunity on Sunday to preach at our Plain City campus. And we looked at Luke chapter 19, which is the story of Zacchaeus. And I've been hearing about that this week on the DriveCast. And I just wanted to highlight a few things that were standouts for me, if you will, as I was preparing and even sharing this word with Plain City on Sunday. Number one, it just got me thinking about who I am in Christ. You have this wee little man, Zacchaeus, that climbs up in a tree for the sole purpose of just seeing Jesus. He desires to be with Christ. There's just something inside of him, right? And then here Jesus sees him. He says, come down. I'm going to be with you today. I'm going to hang out in your home. And Zacchaeus ultimately comes to faith in Christ. And it just got me thinking about who we are in Christ. And I had heard this from another church at one time, but it says, it just takes the letters of the alphabet, A through Z, and talks about, because of Jesus, I am accepted, adopted, approved, and alive, and I am an ambassador for Christ. I'm beloved, blessed, born again, and a bondservant of Jesus. I'm chosen by God, a child of God, a citizen of heaven, and crucified with Christ. D, I am delivered from darkness, dead to sin, and a disciple of Jesus. I am elect. I am forgiven and free. I am God's workmanship. H, I am heir through God and hidden in Christ. I am the image of God and forever in Christ. J, I am justified by faith. I am kept by Jesus and known by God. I am the light of the world, loved by the Father. I am more than a conqueror, and I'm a minister of reconciliation. I am a new creation. I am not ashamed. I'm not forsaken. I'm not conquered, and I am never alone. Oh, I am an oak of righteousness. Once was lost, but now I'm found. I am a priest of the Most High, and I am pleasing to God. I am qualified by the Father. I am redeemed, righteous, rescued, ransomed, and reconciled. I am a saint and a salt of the earth. I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit, and I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. I am under grace and united with Jesus. I am victorious through Christ and vindicated by God. I am a witness of God's power, a worshiper of Jesus, and washed by the Spirit. I am an ex-enemy of God. I am yoked with Christ. I am zealous for good works and for the glory of God. Man, amen. Isn't that awesome just to think about who we are when we have Christ in our life? One of the things that just kind of spurred on from that for me was just that we would have this urgency of eternity, that as we pray and as we think about people in our lives, people around the world, that we would just have an urgency of eternity. There are over 3.2 billion unreached people groups in the world right now, or unreached people in the world right now, in various people groups. That's just a lot, right? I mean, you're talking about like 7.5 billion people in the world. So 3.2, that's like 40% of the world that are unreached. They have never heard the gospel. They've got no access to the gospel. These people will be born, they will live, and they will die without potentially ever hearing the name of Jesus. And we just have to have an urgency for that to change, right? 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but he is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. You know, we have this great commission, right? Matthew 28:18-20. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. That starts up, go, right? There's just this idea that as you're going, as you're living your life, as you're driving to work, as you're next to that person in your cubicle, as you're talking to your neighbors, you're engaged with family and friends, as you're doing life, we have to be telling them about Jesus. We have to be making the most of the opportunity that is put before us. Romans 10:14 says, how will they know unless they are told, and how will they believe in whom they have not heard, right? There has to be someone to preach to them, to teach them, to share with them, to love on them. And man, we've got to stop and just step into people's worlds and just be willing to share the love of Christ with them. That's just my prayer for us for today, and ultimately moving forward, that we would just pray with this urgency, even as we're praying Luke 10:10, 10:2, the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. God, raise up people. May that be us. May that be you and me that just engages the people that we're around. That's my prayer for today. That's my prayer for you. That's my prayer for me. That's my prayer for our church. So would you just join me in a word of prayer, and then just take some time just to pray on your own for those opportunities that God might give you today and tomorrow and this week to share and show the love of Christ with those around you. Father, we're so grateful for your love for us. We're so grateful that you sent your son Jesus to die, that we might have eternal life, that we might have a relationship, Lord, with you, that we can grow in, that we can learn to love you more, that we can experience your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness. And God, because of that, we want to share that with others. So God, give us opportunity, give us wisdom to see it and the boldness to share it. And Lord, this week, your love with others, we love you in Jesus' name.